Blog Talk Radio.
Sure, you got your microphone right up there.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Wednesday, January 2nd of 2019. And we're so glad to have you with us today, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing this great program. Whatever device you're on, whatever your means of hooking up to this, claim that you will just be blessed tonight.
Amen.
Whatever your device, you know, whatever you have need of, that you would have your needs tonight would be met. Now, the plan for tonight is, with it being the second, we're basically going to get back to normal. I'm going to delve into that Samson and Delilah thing that we were starting to get into back before we got to that period where we were like 2 weeks before Christmas, and then we started, you know, spending time with Christmas and then New Year's. So now we're going to get back to our normal way of doing the show. We are going to get back to, as I was saying, our normal program. So, folks, the roads here are, we're dealing with some snow and stuff right now, so if you gotta go out, be careful, please, because there's snow on the roads. And folks, to be honest with you, some of your parents, Northerners, could call me crazy, but if I was superintendent, especially if tonight was the first, right before the second, I would have called a snow day like 20 minutes ago at least for tomorrow. And I would have said, guess what? All of Midland, good morning. No, good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, January 1st. And all Midland public schools will be closed on Wednesday, January 2nd. Decisions regarding evening activities will be made by 1 p.m. tomorrow. Happy New Year. That's exactly how that message would have sounded, too. You know? I sounded like a superintendent when I did that, too, didn't I? because that's kind of how that guy sounds. Because it's usually from the superintendent. Yeah. Sometimes he'll sound kind of sleepy, like he'll be doing it from his bed, I almost wonder. You know? Because they have that number where you can call in. But anyhow, so, as I've been talking, you know, yesterday and the night before, I'm really looking forward to getting into the rest of the year and what God has for us, because he has some great things for us. In fact, tomorrow night at Living Word Church, Dr. Barclay is going to read to us his 2019 I Predict. Now, you will be able to order that. You will be able to order the I Predict after tomorrow. You'll be able to go to marktbarclay.com to order the iProduct. On Monday, I might discuss a few of those things briefly. I don't think there's no way I'll just have that whole thing memorized and be able to come in here and read it all. Besides that, I wouldn't, because on a typical show, there's too much other stuff I want to do. Between my monologues, my talking about stuff, getting into the Bible, my sports news and commentary. So just take a few minutes and talk about what I think the key items are. What I'm going to do is the ones I think are the super most important, I'm going to have my mom highlight. That's what I'm going to do. They're going to be highlighted, and then I'm going to have her text them to me, the key three. And then I will share those with you on Monday. These predictions that I gave you folks on Monday were just what I see from my talking to God. I'm sure at least one of the ones I gave is very similar to one Dr. Barclay will give, don't you think? One of them he already said that for those of us who aren't totally in, it's going to be a rough year. Remember he said that?
Amen.
He said, that was at the conference or something, I think, wasn't it? I think that's one of the points, and he's going to read that one, don't you? What? Imagine he will. So the three, and of course, because he talks to God about all this stuff. And sometimes the Lord will just reveal it to him when he's out and about doing errands. Maybe he's on the jet. Maybe he's driving Vicky all the way around to all those crazy stores she has to go to. Just picking. But, you never know when the Lord's going to. Praise God. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great year. Really. As far as the plans for tonight, though, we're going to do the monologue, and then after that we're going to we're gonna pray, we're gonna read in our Bible. And then I'm going to exhort for a little bit. Then we're going to talk about our football for the weekend, our NFCs, our AFCs, the games for the weekend. And so we go from there. So. Folks, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, heard of these. Have you ever seen these donuts that have Nutter butter, pieces of Nutter butter on them? made with cookie crumbs. I have, in this place across the road from this McDonald's, the gourmet cupcake shop in that Kmart Plaza actually has them from time to time. I wish they'd be on the donut on the menu all the time. They're not. I wish they were. They're very delectable. They're one of my favorites. And for those of you that don't know, sweets that come in peanut butter form, to me, they're awesome. You're supposed to laugh, honey, not like, right, because
sorry,
I said you were supposed to. They're supposed to be funny, not like, that wasn't sincere. I was talking about my candy bar. Before you know what I mean? That thing that Pastor does. Did you realize that when Pastor is talking about food and he does that, that's not sincere at all. That's funny.
Right. I was still thinking about what your mom was going to highlight.
But I was. That was about. But you'll see these peanut butter cookies or these peanut butter brownies that I've heard about that I didn't try because Donut's dog decided to eat them all. By the way, Donut, next time I'm going to go after you for them because I want them. Bad. But when I see those kind of, those peanut butter brownies, these certain, these nutter butter donuts, just a regular peanut butter donut, that's one thing. I've seen these donuts that have peanut butter cup, that have little pieces of peanut butter cup on them. Oh, Hikamo Shundai. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Oh. It is really good stuff, and I really love it. And you've had some of this stuff, haven't you? Are you with me? Some of these peanut butter sweets are some of your favorites?
Not mine, no.
No? No, you always like caramel more, or chocolate.
I like chocolate.
Well, folks, to me, caramel...
Butterscotch, chocolate.
Butterscotch is really good, too. But to me, those two would probably be my all-time favorite, would be peanut butter and butterscotch.
They are most people's.
No, most people like chocolate, I think.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you ask those people on the radio what they think.
Yeah, of course, a lot of people I know.
I want to call in if they like which one they like the best.
And I'm going to get to the number in a bit. But
okay.
I have this pound, and I have this huge peanut butter cup in my bedroom. And I get, I'm not opening it until Donut really wants the peanut butter moment. Because I'm going to open it and we're going to eat it. Because, like this YouTube show I've watched, there's a certain family, and they like to have all these moments, but their son likes to kind of ruin it kind of a little bit sometimes. But, their mom loves having moments. And can't wait to open that peanut butter cup thing and have a real peanut butter cup moment. Because on a video, by the way, I can guarantee you the person who got me this, my mom's friend, knew nothing about these videos. But it is a very, very, very big peanut butter cup. And we're going to have between the two of us, we're not eating that whole thing in one setting. We're going to save a lot of it, but It's real cool. There's just something about calling it a peanut butter cup moment that makes it seem so special. Don't you think, Bonnie?
Oh, I think this time of year it makes it very special.
When you particularly call it peanut butter cup moment. I know, right?
Yes.
But she has to, but she's got to really be there, I don't know where she got it, but it looks so amazing. And you want to know another thing I really like is those Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Of course, but guess what, folks? On the 1st of January, guess what, though, folks? Well, with it being the new year, it's time to... I talked last night, folks, about giving up some pleasant bread. And so maybe it could be when your brain is telling you that you absolutely have to have the peanut butter cup moment right now, especially when you're fasting for like a day or two. Then it really wants the peanut butter cup moment bad, doesn't it? Would even yours be doing that? Give me my peanut butter cup. Would it be saying that to you?
I think it would be.
Or would it be saying, give me my butterscotch?
For me, it'd say, give me my butterscotch.
Right? It'd be like, where's the butterscotch pie? Where's the, you know?
Yep.
But sort of putting your flesh under means like you don't give in to these temptations, whether it's that stuff or if it's much more serious stuff like sin.
That's right.
And by sin, I don't mean having a couple bites of a peanut butter cup.
Right.
I'm talking about like true sin, like one of the abominations against God or something like that, and you just got to say no to that stuff. So this year, how are you going to get the most out of it, I think, is by you talking to God about how you want this year to be. I'm believing God very severely for revival to break out in the people of God. Denny Heisted, you guys were in Alabama, but you may remember streaming the service. Denny Heisted came and took up part of Pastor's preaching time and talked to us as a church about the revival that he saw coming. Remember?
Yes, I do remember.
It's been about 2 years.
Yep.
We're still believing for it. My belief is that it will come this year in the name of Jesus.
I believe it.
Maybe it's next year, but I'm believing it's this year. Because when I hear someone say they see something soon like that and describe it in such detail, I think of it as meaning like 3 years at the very most. Don't you think? But here's the deal, though. The Christians, the body of Christ, has to pray.
Amen.
God's not just going to bring revival. We got to be praying. We got to be seeking His face. We got to be right with God. We got to be opening our Bible and coming to God in prayer. We need God to move, not only in the church, but in this country. We really do. There's, our president and that has been doing some great things, but now there's some things. I mean, we got an opioid crisis like crazy.
Yep.
and we got a bunch of other stuff. I'll just leave it up. There's a lot of other things I could mention, but I'm not going to, and I'm instead going to say we just need God to move on the behalf of his people and on the behalf of this country, that some divine things would happen, that God would have his way in the name of Jesus, because we just need the power. I need it. Every one of you who's listening to my show needs it. None of you are exempt. We all need it. And I think God's going to do some awesome things for his children as we pray and study the Word of God and obey him. He'll move miraculously and mightily on our behalf. And we'll begin to see the anointing build. We'll begin to see sparks. And then we'll begin to see full-fledged revival. But that starts in us. And anyone who thinks, you know, your pastor can just come out there and say, we're going to have a revival tonight. He could, but that's not biblical. Because true revival starts in us. As we repent to God. As we get right. Study. Pray. Amen. All right. Folks, listeners, I really want to encourage you to please tell others how they can be a part of the show. It's an awesome program. We run this every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from generally 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. We've been doing well at growing our listenership, and my prayer is that we'll just continue to keep growing it. I've set a goal to at very least double our listenership this year, at very least. When we do that, I'm going to raise that bar even higher. I'm believing for it. And as I said, it's generally on 6:30 to 8, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And here's what you do. And what I mean by that is, I mean, here's what you tell other listeners, how they can be a part of the show. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. You'll see a search bar once you get on the website. In the search bar, you'll type in Upfront Entertainment. After you do that, you'll see a link. We want you to click on that link. And this link says Live in Large. After you get on that, we have a little button that says Miracle Man. I want you to hit that. Once you get on that, you'll see a follow button. We want you to hit that follow button because then you're going to start being notified every time we get ready to do a broadcast. For example, Monday night, 6:30, We're going to be right here at this McDonald's. Same thing with Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to be right here, and we're going to, guess what, folks? We're just going to keep charging on into this year, continuing to do the work of God. And it's just going to be amazing. It's going to be really amazing. And I think God has some great things for us. And we want you to share this. Tell everybody you know about the show. Please do. Share it on Facebook. Tweet it. Instagram it. Snapchat it. Kick it. Or whatever all those other social media apps are that not all of us know about. Yes, I have a Twitter. Yes, I have a Facebook. Instagram is all pictures, so I don't really do that one. I have a YouTube. I mainly just watch videos on it. So. I've heard of Kick. I've heard of Snapchat. Bottom line of that is, share it. Please. Tell everybody you know. Because that's how we're going to reach that goal I talked about, doubling this audience. Excuse me, I mean at least doubling this audience. At least.
Amen.
Because I'm fully believing God for that. And this isn't... And about the double audience, it's not about me. It's about God. It's about reaching more people for God. That's what it's about. Yeah, and when God sees that the audience is doubled, yes, I'll be really happy, but you know who will be more happy? Jesus. Because, just like how when we're bad, God hates more than we could ever hate. Well, when God loves something or he's happy, he's happier than we could ever be. And he'd be very pleased. All right. We have a telephone number also that you can call in and be a part of the show. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about in general, as long as it's not politics. If you want to talk about sports, you know, talk about the NFL playoffs. Or the college football playoff that's coming Monday. Maybe some of these games from last night. Or if you want to talk about God, you know, and things you see about the year. Every night we do a show, we always say it's open line, and you can basically come on and talk about anything you want to talk about. As long as it's not politics. And that number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that's 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. Hear the prompt that says call into a live show. Go ahead and press 1. Then you'll be taken through a screener. And then... I'll be told that you got a caller, and then I'm going to say, what say you? Then you will have the floor to say what you wish. Now, we're going to pray. Let me just check my clock real quick. Oh, okay, we're doing really good. So we're just going to pray. Then we're going to open up the Bible. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for these people who have made the choice, and it's an awesome choice, God, that these people have made the choice to come on and be a part of the show. thank you that you would just use them. I mean, bless them for coming on and listening. Thank you that these people have everything. They will receive everything you have for them tonight. And I just thank you that any one of these people who does not know you as their Lord and Savior will call me and will get saved once and for all tonight and will be able to live the rest of their life knowing that they will be able to go to heaven. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord, that you bless me and that you use me tonight as an oracle as we study your word and we deal with this Samson and Delilah thing, and that you'll show me exactly the right way as to how to warn these people. Whatever you would have me do, I'm going to do. God, this is your show. This next little bit. It's about you, God.
Yeah.
And I just pray that you are using my mouth. I thank you that, and I just thank you that you will be glorified for this next little bit. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go to Judges 15. Praise God, Judges 15. We've been talking about Samson and Delilah. And Samson, ended up being the strongest man that ever lived. But as you'll discover, he made some not good choices. But we're going to 15th chapter. You know, there are two songs that pastors love deeply. they really enjoy these sounds. Pages Turning and Checks Being Ripped Out of Checkbooks. Those are pastor's favorite sounds. Dr. Barclay, he'll tell you. All right. Actually, you know what? I want to say it's 16. We're going to 16, folks. Chapter Samson and Delilah. And we're going to start reading right now. One day, Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend the night with her. The people of Gaza were told, "Samson's here." So they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. And they made no move during the night, saying, "At dawn, we will kill him." But Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate, together with the two posts, and they tore them loose, bar and all. And he lifted them to his shoulders, and he carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Sometime later, He fell in love with a woman in the valley of sort, whose name was Delilah. So the rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, see, I'm just turning the page, see if you can lure him into showing you the secret of Samson's great strength and how we can overpower him so that we may see him, I mean, tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, tell me the secret of your great strength, and how can you be tied up and subdued? Samson answered her, if anyone sees me with 7 fresh thongs that have not ever been dried, I will become as weak as any other man. Then the rulers of the Philistines brought her 7 fresh thongs that had never been dried, and she tied him with them. With men hidden in the room, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he snapped the thongs, and easily as a piece of string, the snaps, when it comes close to a fling. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson, you have made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied. He said, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I will become just as weak as any other man. So Delilah took new ropes and tied him with them. Then the men hidden in the room, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he snapped the ropes off his arms as if they were threads. Delilah then said to Samson, until now, you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me how you can be tied. He replied, if you weave 7 braids of my head into a fabric on the loom and tighten it with the pin, then I will become just as weak as any other man. So while he was sleeping, Delilah took the 7 braids of his head, wore them into the fabric, and tightened it with the pin. After she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep, pulled up the pin and the rope and the fabric. Then she said to him, how can you say, I love you, when you will not confide in me? This is the 3rd time that you have made a fool of me, and you haven't told me the truth. I mean, you haven't told me the secret of your great strength. With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was tired to death. So he told her everything. No razor has ever been used on my head, he said, because I have been a Nazarite set apart by God since birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, "Come back once more. He has told me everything." So the rulers of the Philistines, they returned with the silver in their hands. Having put him to sleep on her lap, she called a man to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him. And guess what? His strength left him. Then she called Samson. Then she said, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep, and he thought, "I'll go out as before, and I'll just shake myself free." But he didn't know that the Lord had left him. Then the Philistines seized him. They gouged out his eyes, and they took him down to Gaza, bending him with bronze shackles. They sent him to grinding in the prison, but the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. Now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to celebrate, saying, "Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, "Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain." While they were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them." Now the temple was crowded with men and women, all of the rulers of the Philistines were there. And on the roof, there were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "O sovereign Lord, remember me, O God. Please strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my 2 eyes." Then Samson reached toward the 2 central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. Then his brothers and his father's whole family went down to to get him. They brought him back and buried him beside Oreg and Ishtar in the tomb of Manoah, his father. He had led Israel 20 years. All right, folks. So, folks, let's talk about this. I take a sip of my
Coca-Cola.
Holy water. I mean, Coca-Cola. All right, all good. I think we got about 20, maybe a little over 20 before sports time. But so, folks, well, so you see, Samson, he was born to Manoah, his dad. And his mom, we'll just call her Mrs. Manoah. So he was born to the Manoah family. And there were specific guidelines given for them with Samson. One of them was, there shall be no razor used on Samson's head. Not one. We'll get to the razor in a minute. We'll get to the razor in a few minutes. First, however, it was this. First he almost won a girl, and that kind of didn't go as planned. So then he decides, I'll try this other girl, Delilah. And she gets to meet him, and I imagine it like, might have been a little bit like that, like, oh, hi, what's your name? Samson, what's the secret of your great strength? And then she says, well, how can you be tied up and subdued? First, he mentions the song. Then he mentions the rope. Then, after that, though, and he's told basically, with the ropes that aren't used and the thongs that aren't used, just do this, tie me up with it, do this thing, do this stuff, and once it's off, I'll be just as weak as any other man. But he was able to get himself free from both of the first two things. And they messed with the braids of his hair for the third time. And guess what? He got himself free from those as well. But Delilah was like, hey, you're lying to me. I can tell you're lying to me. You don't really love me. Guess what? She's a Philistine. And she knows. He wasn't telling the truth. A Philistine. And Samson's supposed to be a servant of the Most High God. I'm not going to say Christian because guess what? Jesus hadn't been born yet. He was supposed to be godlike. I mean, God. But he wasn't. And She says, Samson, the Philistines are upon me. And finally, after that day, she was asking him. Finally, she tells him. He tells her, well, there's never been a razor used on my head. You cut this off all the hair off my head, I'll be as weak as any other man. They did that. And then after that, he was, when he woke up from his sleep, he thought he'd be able to just like sleep from it like he did the other stuff. It didn't work. And they go to the temple to do their thing, the people go to worship Dagon, their god. He prays to the Most High God. Then he lays, he asks God for strength, and he leaned on that pillar. He did that thing with both of his hands. He used both of those pillars, and the building came down, and all those Philistines inside it died, and so did Samson. So he killed more people when he died than when he lived. But, once, with the hair thing, eventually his hair started growing back. The second his hair was fully shaved, Jesus left him completely. God left him completely. He wasn't the same. And the hair was significant to him. Most of us, if we go to the haircut, if we go to the salon to get our haircut, we go to like the barber shop. By the way, the place where I go, they're not just these goody-two-shoes, old-time barbers. These are actually some really nice, cute ladies where I go.
Right.
And they do a good job at the man's cave by the circle here in town. It's a great salon. They do really good by me. Keeping me sharp. But nonetheless, only this time they come to him. These are these priests or whatever. But he's asleep on her lap while he gets his hair cut. Do you think there's a reason why you didn't get to have these nice ladies cut his hair? Do you think there's a reason for that?
Sure.
What do you think the reason is? Subdue.
Yeah, that's the word.
And the girl, and you doubt the girls would have really tried to subdue him as much. Because I'd want him to, if I was him and I was sitting there, I'd want him to sit there and talk to me about, their food life or whatever they've been up to, or if they're really into football, their sports, or, talk about stuff, like what people do when they go to the hair salon. But obviously this was very different. And when after his haircut. And by the way, he got shaved. He didn't just get the normal haircut. Most of us guys, when we go in there to get our haircut, we don't get completely shaved. You know, we're just in there to get our haircut. We're in there to get our haircut so we can look nice.
That's right. Who do you want to look nice for?
I want to look nice for the pretty girls. Yeah, but they get to, in return, they get to cut my hair first.
That's right. You want to look groomed and good for the
Lord. Oh yeah, but folks, but now about this hair thing. So he goes in there. Only Samson was told, no razor shall be used upon your head. I guess that means he probably couldn't have gone to the man's cave if they had a man's cave. What did he say?
You think if Samson was here right now, he'd go to the man's cave?
I would hope not if God told him not to do it. I would actually warn the beauticians to not let him in.
Oh, okay. But let you in.
Yeah, they'd let me in, but he wouldn't be allowed to come in.
Oh, okay.
I'd say we got an order from the Lord that you're not to have a razor, any razor used on your head. Because he was told that's what Mr. and Mrs. Manoa were told.
Okay.
They were told no razors.
Back to your shoulder.
Now we're going to continue. You know, kind of funny some of the details we'll get into, but hey, that's part of what makes the show different.
Yep.
So,
makes it good.
That's part of what makes it good and makes it very, very interesting, very different from your normal cookie cutter radio show. You know, I'm not saying all the radio shows are bad by any means. No, there's some good ones. But we are different. We're different. And we are getting back in. But the point of the story is there's a couple things. One, can't just be you're a Christian, you can't just be going around living with the Philistines, talking like the Philistines, dressing like the Philistines, doing the Philistine stuff, lying, drinking their alcohol, smoking their cigars, provided they do it, you know. You can't be going around doing stuff like that. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to be the called out one, not doing that stuff. Related to that, you got to tell the truth. Guess what? Those three times when Samson said, if you do this, I'll just be as weak as any other man. No, he stepped up. But then the last time, he thought he'd be able to get out of it and get nope. Got to him. God left him. So, you know, and I can't find anywhere. You know what? Here's what should have happened, folks. That 16th chapter should read, you know, the first time, and then it should say, and Samuel repented to Delilah. That's what it should say. It should say he repented to her. It should say he repented to her and knew he was wrong. And if she didn't want to submit to God, then he just decided to leave. However, it doesn't say that. Instead, one version says he toyed with her. He did not truly love Delilah. He didn't. He used her as a toy. And the truth of the matter is, that's not going to work in a relationship, folks. No, I'm not a relationship expert at all. That's not going to, that's not going to work. And, you know, they do their thing. They would, so they were doing their thing, and he, and then he ended up, and then he asked God for strength, and then he tore down the temple of Dagon, and he died. At least he prayed to our God and not Dagon. But those Philistines, they're so messed up. They give credit to their God, and they're saying, "He delivered Samson into our thing. Yay, he's wonderful." But the truth of the matter is, our God is the only true and living God. Our God is the only God. All that other stuff, all this other stuff that people have tried to worship, all that other stuff that people have tried to worship on, every last one of them, folks. Sorry. But, I mean, every last one of them. Those guys, the astronauts, the Baals, guess what, man? Guess what? They're all fake. Those aren't gods. Those are just idols. But, folks, it's really important that we tell the truth all the time. When you're a child, by the way, kids, if you were a family show, so parents, I strongly encourage you to please have your kids listen with you. Kids, you lie to your parents, you suffer the consequences. You lie to your teacher, you suffer the consequences. Parents, you lie to your boss, you suffer the consequences.
Mr. P, you don't get to lie to Bonnie about the Christmas tree.
I don't lie to her about it. I didn't tell her I'm going to do it.
Oh.
Encourage him,
really. I'm not going to. But anyhow, folks. And you can't cheat either. You can't steal. You can't be just living on sin, living in sin like Samson did. You'll pay the price. You'll pay the piper. Samson paid the piper with his life and his losing his strength. He paid the piper for his actions. By the way, paying the piper means to suffer the consequences of your actions. Now about this sin and lying thing and stuff, there is a quote from one of Dr. Roy Hicks, Pastor Buckley's fathers in the faith, and he came up with it. Great little quote thing. Sin will I want people to hear you say part of this. What's the first thing sin will do? It will keep it. Sin will take you what?
Farther than you want to go.
Okay. Sin will keep you further. No, keep you longer than you want to stay. And then what? And then the last one. How much is it going to cost you? It's only going to cost you a dollar, right? One of those things. It'll cost you more than you ever thought it would pay. There's another one. There are two beings within my chest. One is cursed. One is blessed. One I love. One I hate. But the one I feed is going to dominate. Unfortunately, Samson made the wrong choice. He chose not to feed the love of God. He chose not to feed the being that is blessed. He chose to feed the other. And guess what? He paid the price. He paid the consequences. Now you young adult, you're listening to the show. It looks just like this. If you are in the car with your friend. And it won't matter, by the way, if you decide, no, I'm not going to drink. I don't do that. But drinking's terrible. You're just in the car, and you're like, but then this other person you're with, they decide, I'm going to drink some beer in this car. And then they have an open container. They get stopped by the police. Well, guess who's going to jail? I'm talking about alcohol. Guess who's going to jail? All of you who are in that car. And you're going to have to explain to your parents what happened. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be doing that. Because this sin
finds you out.
Well, your sin is going to find you out. It's gonna. That's why you gotta be close to God. You gotta stay in prayer. You gotta stay in your Bible. You gotta stay in church. You just gotta stay connected to God. You stay connected to God with what you got. You'll be much less apt to go down that very terrible and bumpy road. It's just like those roads that were out here tonight. That's how sin is. Sin's just like that. It's all bumpy. It's slippery. But you can go fast on it. But that doesn't mean it's good. It's just like that. So. And then. Pastor has always said before, you can choose life or death. And then he says, choose life. So that's why it's very important that these kids learn the Ten Commandments from a very young age.
That's right.
So, very important. And there's other things.
To obey their parents.
About obeying your parents. And to obey your teachers. Respect the police. Yes, I said it, folks. Respect the police. Dr. Buckley has talked to some police officers, and he said, a lot of people will say they respect us, but they kind of, in a way they'll just do lip service. But then in other ways, it's like you can tell they don't like us. You know? Like they don't Like, in a way, like, they sort of respect us in a slight way, but in another way, they really don't. You know?
Yeah, they want to sin.
Yeah, so, just like that verse in where it talks about, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Because that's the people that will be like, oh, sorry, officer. But then they'll go right back, you know? We ought not be like that. We ought not be like that. We're Christians. We should know better. We should know a lot better than that. Yeah. That's what I lit on this. So now, what is to put our lid on this? You're living like this, like that. You need to get off that Philistine road. Come back to God and repent. And you need to repent to who you sinned against, rather than only just who you sinned with. Yes, you should apologize to who you sinned with, but you truly need to repent to who you sinned against, which in this case would be God. Yes, I said the repent word. Many preachers in churches won't use that word. They think it offends people. They think it turns them off. Hey, I never got a hurt belly or a hurt throat or anything like that, or got offended because my pastor said repent. Bonnie, how bad did you feel whenever you heard the repent word? How sick did it make you feel?
It didn't make me feel sick. I repented.
That's the point. Repent. That repent word never hurt anybody.
No, it's just a word, and if you do it, it makes you feel better.
And if you actually do it, it makes you feel better. It'll make you feel a lot better if you actually do it. And repentance isn't just I'm sorry. Repentance is don't go down the way of sin anymore. Leave those Philistines alone. Leave them alone. Period. So, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I really came out slamming tonight. My belief, my prayer, is that these listeners tonight will take this word to heart and that they will just, if they haven't been living right for you, that they would just repent and get right with God so that if you came, when you came, they will be able to enjoy everything you have for them. And then, when you come, they'll be able to enjoy heaven. And I just pray that we will all take this to heart. Jesus, and that will just be, and that we will be doers of this word and not hearers only. And we're going to just continue working at living for you the best we know how, being as godlike as we know how to be. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, and by the way, I meant to say this before I prayed, but you know, to kind of close the wound, I know I kind of did surgery. I'm sure some of you might have been leading of it. But guess what? You just follow the word of God. Do everything the Lord says to do. And just live in live his way steadfastly. When the rapture comes and we go to heaven, we'll be able to be with Jesus in paradise forever and ever and ever and ever. And we'll be able to just enjoy the eternal things. Amen. 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 Is it just, yeah, amen. Because I just figured, like, I realized about the one thing, and I realized, like, I should sew that up, you know?
Why'd you do?
Because I'm like, you know, it's like, doesn't that feel much better now? And by the way, no, I'm not user friendly at all. It's just, you don't want to leave the bleeding going. Any good doctor, you know, if they cut you open, we want to close you up and get you feeling, you know?
Yep.
So, thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful work. Amen. Now, before we get into sports, real quick, like, Coca-Cola,
who's gonna win?
Best soccer
who's
ever.
Who's going to win, though?
The win the what?
Game of the year.
Oh, you mean the Super Bowl. Well,
what's your prediction of Super Bowl?
To be honest with you, Bonnie, it's one of those things where anyone that made it can, where anyone who's in it can win it.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
So you don't really have anybody picked out.
Not exactly. So by the way, listeners,
yeah,
that brings me to what I'm going to start tonight's sports episode with. By the way, all football coverage on the Miracle Man Show is always brought to you by Dairy Queen and their award-winning Wizards. Also, a reminder that in this market, at least, on the 10th of every month, is Cheap Blizzard Day. They'll be able to get a blizzard for like $1.41 or whatever it is now, because last year it was $1.40. So it goes up by a penny each year based on the age of the blizzard. So it's a real cool thing they're doing. And I love what they do. Awesome. Now, let me just check the clock. Oh, sorry. 7:48. We got five games to pick, and I think we can pick five games in 12 minutes. So, game one. We have AFC wild card. Houston versus the Colts in Houston. Houston has made an incredible run. They started off 0-3. And then they went on that big winning streak. But then they lost two of the last three. One was to the Colts. The other was to someone else, but the Colts, they've been making a big comeback of their own. They started off not looking good at all. Like 1-5, 1-6. I mean, 1-4, I think. Something like that. But they've really been on a roll ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And, folks, when I look at this, how Andrew Luck has been throwing that football and everything else, I think it's going to be a great game. Texans have been doing great at some things. However, that's college football. That's something different.
Okay.
That's something different. That is the last game I'm going to pick.
Okay.
This is NFL first. But give me Colt McCoy, 31. Texarkana, 26. By the way, I like to give alternate names to these teams. You know, like watch out for the tide or whatever. One person called, like this one guy, Miller High Chemics, he called them chemical spills instead of that's kind of funny, isn't it? So 31-26, I'm picking the Colts. This is AFC 430. NFC in Dallas. You have the Cowboys taking on the Eagles. Cowboys, Eagles. This is in Dallas. Because the Bears have, Cowboys, Eagles, and Eagles have been wait a minute. The Eagles ended up not making it. Seahawks did make it. And wait a minute. Eagles aren't it. So, yeah. Cowboys, Eagles. Saturday, 8:30. By the way, you'll be able to stream both of the games I just mentioned on the Yahoo.com sports app. I like what I've been seeing out of the Cowboys. I love it big time. Nick Foles is going to be the quarterback. But I love what I've been seeing out of Dallas. I think they're going to get the W. So, give me, how about them Cowboys, 31, the Eaglets, 24. By the way, you know, the Eaglets are like really tiny, kind of like how I, you know. For the AFC side, I mean, those are the Saturday games. Now, let's look at Sunday. The Bears versus the Seahawks. Well, you got the Bears, who are doing really good. I love what I've been seeing from them this year. I thought they were going to be the sleeper team and be the last place team. Unfortunately, the Lions took that beat. If we hadn't spent as much time on other things earlier, I would have taken some time to get into that, but I'm going to do that sometime next week. So you got the Bears versus the Seahawks in Chicago on Sunday. Khalil Mack has been doing a great job for the Bears. Seahawks, yes, they're back in the playoffs, but when they've been on the road, it's almost, I don't know that they're quite ready to take that step of winning a playoff game on the road yet. So, give me the Bears, 27. Sleepless in Seattle, 22. Last but not least, we're going back to the AFC, where we have the Chargers going to take on, making the trek to the East Coast to take on the Ravens. And mind you, this is on Sunday. Just like the other one. And if that's the 1 o'clock game, then one thing we have to consider is West Coast teams coming east to play at 1 o'clock. They don't fare so well on Sundays. They don't. They haven't for a while, Mr. P, have they?
What's that?
These West Coast teams coming east to play at 1 o'clock, a lot of times it doesn't go over so well for them.
No. Time change can make a difference sometimes.
Yep.
So it's something to be considered.
Yep.
But the Ravens are doing good. I love what I've been seeing out of the Chargers. I love what I've been seeing out of Phillip Rivers. They've been just lights out all year. But I'm concerned about the West Coast coming and playing at 1. If it wasn't for that, maybe my pick could be changed. So, give me Ravens from Heaven, 26, charging me more money, 21. All right. And with that, those are your NFL picks for the weekend. Once again, your winners, my prediction is Dallas beats Philadelphia. Chicago beats Seattle on the AFC side. The Texans will lose to the Colts, and that the Ravens will beat the Chargers. College football playoff on Monday, the championship. You have Alabama playing Clemson. I'm excited about this game. I think it's going to be a great game. Alabama has been so lights out, so dominant, but I think Clemson's going to give them their money's worth. Watch out for the tide, 34. Clemson, 28. And those are your picks for this weekend's football. Last night's scores, you had Texas beating Georgia by a wide margin, as you had a 15 beat a 5. That was a big underdog. I was very shocked. I love both of these teams, so I wasn't upset at all. I like both teams. I love both states. I really do. And don't mess with Texas. I think you're going to see them come back and do some great things. And you did have, by the way, Ohio State roll over Washington and send Urban Meyer off well. So, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that we're going to go forth into this year with safety, and that you'll be with us, Jesus, and keep us in all of our ways. And I just pray that no evil will befall us, no plague will come near us. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, and I give you praise and honor for that, Jesus, in Jesus' name. And until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
Good job,
your name is...